the fuck through it. And podcast audio archive going. And remember, however you are accessing this, whatever's most convenient to you, there you might be able to get it that way as well, right? Like, if you're getting us through Stitcher, but you're like, I fucking like iTunes, it's in iTunes. If you're getting the shit in iTunes and you're like, yo, but I like TuneIn Radio, it's in TuneIn fucking Radio. You're like, yo, yeah, I have the TuneIn Radio, but I'm a Google Play kind of motherfucker. It's in the Google Play. All right, you get the Facebook Live video. Hey, it's on the YouTube. And in general, we need those YouTube clicks. I'm putting the YouTube link on pretty much everything I post now, and letting folks know kind of help the wine cellar sustain and further expand and continue on. You know, gotta fucking monetize shit. And but YouTube will no longer let folks apply. Now you have to apply to monetize, and you have to have 4,000 subscribers before you do that. And we're like just over 100. So this is gonna be a fucking a long ass campaign. I'll put the YouTube link in this post. I put up a meme, I put the YouTube link, right? Put up a story, put the YouTube link. Every time, just constantly going to be putting up the YouTube link and letting folks know that we need subscribers, 4,000, or we can't even apply to monetize. That's something, right? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but for free, and then maybe you'll get paid a little bit. Yeah, that's right. That's capital fine right there. All right, now this here program, It's a rough one.
This show is fucked up.
That's your trigger warning.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right, these are the facts. All right, we have a little bit of whatnot, what have you, this, that, and the other. I don't know if you knew that about us.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time.
Even the ugly ones.
Becky lives matter a lot. This one, put up on winecellarmedia.com. Coming off the New York Post, a woman who done had the nasty, dirty, filthy, sinful fornication sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to a spirit. You see? So you can kind of be, that's like bi-spiritual, right? Alright, she gets it on with ghosts and spirits. That's a fair deal. Ain't no discriminifying right there. And so this individual is coming out of Britain, and we have the full video clip up here at thewinecellarmedia.com. And it's interesting to hear them with that accentuation talking
people
about this.
People will be scratching their heads and say, get out of it, come on, this didn't happen. This is a real presence in your life. You're a spiritual guidance counselor, you're used to this sort of thing. You open up channels to the other side.
I do, yeah.
And this is a channel that, you're really connected with.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. This person, this presence, can you tell us anything about him, her, it?
I refer to it as him because that's easier.
Yeah.
All right. Him, her, it. They're trying to figure it out. So in December, we're looking back last year in December. This individual's name is Amethyst. I don't know. That's one of those names that I don't know that name. Amethyst Realm told the British television program ITV This Morning that she cheated on her fiancé with a ghost and has since gone on to have supernatural affairs with at least 20 paranormal beings. Well, now she says she's found true love with an apparition. Nailed it. Miss Realm said the ghost asked her to get married during a trip to celebrate their 9-month relationship in England's Wookiee Hole Caves. Come on, man. Don't be funny like that for no reason. We're talking about ghost sex and spirit marriages in the Wookiee hole. Is that what we're calling? You know what? We're going for it. We're going for it. But it's the anus, though. The anus is now the Wookiee hole. And you can do hop, skippity, fresh things in there. Everybody knows that. Now, why would they name it that? Fuck it. Fuck it. There's a quote from this amethyst individual. She said, there was no going down on one knee in the Wookiee hole. I made that up. He doesn't have knees, but for the first time, I heard him speak. I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real deep in the Wookiee hole. And she didn't say that last part. She's a 30-year-old, grown-ass adult, and said she met her spooky match, who doesn't have a name, during a work trip to Australia. You're going to marry a nameless ghost. All right. Quote, I'd not had a phantom fling for a while, and as I was away on business, starting a new relationship was the last thing on my mind. Then one day, while I was walking through the bush in the Wookiee hole, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. A new lover had arrived. She can say these words on purpose. People take it serious.
In terms of normal, like, earthbound relationships, it's a bit deeper than that. We don't have a need for conversation. It's more just, like, about emotion and feeling and connection.
All right. No knees, no name, no voice, but heard his voice. Fuck it. Nazis. Let's go on down to Louisville, Kentucky, where Barack Hussein Obama's mother is from. Yeah, that's right, Kentucky. I don't know if it's Louisville, though. And, they were having themselves a gun show. And, you know your audience. All right, you know your audience. The type of folk that would go to a gun show would also be in the market for a KKK robe and Christmas ornaments with swastikas on them, which is also, it crosses up, right? Like, there's the Americana of the, I need my guns and my racism or things ain't gonna go right. But then there's also that other lane of Americana, and they're meeting at this intersection of the guns and the racism. Those have already been smushed into the same lane. But now you're adding in the, let's start selling Christmas shit before Halloween even passed yet. All right. I got this story October 30th and doing this podcast episode November 1st. All right. So guns and racism, and let's sell Christmas shit before Halloween even passed. It's fucking amazing. I think that's the story behind the story, right? Like, who the fuck is, I don't get it. Like, I would not cover it if it wasn't Christmas ornaments, because that's that capitalism shit there, where it's like, put it on the market now, someone will buy it. You know, like how, in the background behind me, I have one of the pouches from work, because I thought it would be funny to give Phoenix Calitre a little Valentine's Day item early, because I work in a packaging factory, and we're packaging Valentine's Day shit now. Well, actually, about 4 weeks ago, okay? About early October, late September, we're packaging Valentine's shit. Get it out to market. Like, you realize it's done. It's packaged. It's packaged and warehoused. And it's just, and now it's just sitting there waiting until the stores say, yeah, let's go ahead and bring it now so we can warehouse it. And then we can shelve it. And then people can buy it and stuff it in their fucking face. And that's a part of what this story is. All right. Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. All right, Becky Lives Matter again. All right, WineCellarMedia.com. Becky calls the government gun monkeys because canvassing. A black woman was canvassing for a Democratic congressional candidate, Jess King. And she's detailing an incident where the police fellers, the roided up government gun monkeys, were called in as an attempted murder hit on her by a white woman. And this was in a Lancaster County in a gated community, because these people like freedom. Like, are the gates holding you in or others out? Because I noticed that these gates, they can be climbed over. And typically the gates are really just for cars. People can walk the fuck in. But yeah, no. Dr. Amanda Kemp is the black woman. And she is a racial justice and mindfulness mentor. Something I don't really know about, but she does have a website. We have it linked in there in the post. And you can learn more about it. You go to the website, there's a lot of flash. You know how it is. You gotta have flash. You know, and you can check her out. She has YouTube and the whole business there. And so she was visiting, she was the visiting scholar at the Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster. And she says that she and her husband, who is a white feller, they were allowed entry to Bent Creek, which is the name of the gated freedom community. And that's in the Mannheim Township. And that was Sunday afternoon earlier this week. And they were, and this was after they were giving the name of a voter they planned to visit. But after they started knocking on other doors, a Bent Creek resident, Elizabeth Duffy, and we got her picture up here too, because these white people, they know the deal. They know black people get the cameras out, you're going to be the next one to go viral. So WineCellarMedia.com has a picture of her up where she doesn't have her hand over her face. No, you will be known for who and what you are for attempting to get this black woman murdered. Fucking animal. And so Elizabeth Duffy, that you can see right here on WineCellarMedia.com, next to her husband, feller. I didn't get his name. He's not the one that called the cops, but he's associated. They're both in the picture. And she has on her Chicago Cubs baseball cap. All right. Because I think they won the big game recently. The Chicago Cubs baseball team. They had a good time. And so Elizabeth Duffy Johnson, all right, she told them, yeah, hey, y'all don't belong here in the Bent Creek. It's private property. I'm calling the police on you now. And so she called the roided up government gun monkeys. And they left, but after they returned home, a policy overseer showed up and spoke to Kemp's husband, White Man Shield. And so Kemp wrote a post entitled, hashtag canvassing while black. And that was on the Facebooks, and said that she is always aware of being a black woman when moving in predominantly white places. Like, everywhere. Quote, "The unequal power we had in that situation was very apparent to me. Canvassing while black refers to all the anxiety I bring to an interaction combined with having to face people's expressed hostility and outright rage, and her saying, 'You don't belong here,'" end quote. Elizabeth Duffy Johnson is a member of the Republican Committee of Lancaster County. And keep in mind, anybody who's a Republican on purpose hates black people. Yes, that includes black Republicans. And has been campaigning for Lloyd Smucker. That's really? Lloyd Smucker? All right, so is Smucker, is that some sort? Let's figure this out. Is Smucker an activity that you do in the Wookiee hole? We'll figure that one out. If people work on that, hit up Phoenix Cleater on the Twitter, at Uppity Negress, share some ideas. How do you smucker in the Wookiee hole? So Lloyd Smucker is the GOP incumbent that Jess King is challenging in the 11th district. She also teaches dining, social, and personal skills for etiquette. Whew. Classy Becky. And this is at the School of Central PA. A woman answering the school's phone Monday afternoon said she could take a message for Johnson, but hung up when she was asked to identify herself. Elizabeth Duffy Johnson's attorney, Edwin Prufsich, said in a statement Tuesday that the story being portrayed on social media is not accurate. Quote, "This matter is about trespassing. The volunteers from Jess King's campaign entered private property and became aggressive. They were asked to leave and refused, so the police were notified." Notified, nigga? No, nigga. The gun monkeys were called in to act. Neither Kemp nor her husband could say, and this back to Kemp, Dr. Amanda Kemp. Neither Dr. Amanda Kemp nor her husband, White Man Shield, could say for sure why the situation unfolded as it did. But Dr. Kemp noted implicit bias is real, and it is a mistake to simply define racism as someone yelling the N-word. Quote, "There was an undertone. Her attitude really reinforces racial attitudes about inequality." I don't actually know how Dr. Kemp talks. Let's hear a bit. Oh, wow. Her YouTube video opens up real fancy. My YouTube videos are not that fancy. Oh, and it won't
wait.
Hi,
everybody. I'm Dr. Amanda Kemp. I was born in Biloxi, Mississippi, raised in the South Bronx, and then I've gone on to earn degrees from Stanford.
Okay, so that's there we go. I think I fucking nailed it. Perfect. The campaign spokesman for Smucker in the Wookiee Hole, his name is Mike Barley. Every single word is funny to me. Mike Barley said the matter was referred to law enforcement and we have no further comment at this time, end quote. Mannheim Township Police Department spokesman Sergeant Michael Placentino confirmed they were called but said there is no investigation and that no criminal event was found to have occurred, end quote. And back to another quote from Dr. Amanda Kemp. She said that the fact that the police came to my house, I don't know what the bias of that was. That was really disturbing, end quote. Jess King's campaign manager, Becca Rast. What is this? Why is everyone's name a little silly? Except for literally, and I'm not just picking the black person, Amanda Kemp, most boring straight across name. Everyone else's name is like they're like a recurring character on fucking Martin Lawrence's Rescue Rangers, which should exist. So Becca Rast of the Jess King campaign says that there have been historically disputes and between political campaigns and homeowners associations about what counts as soliciting. Oh, no, nigga. See, that's that glad handing bullshit, nigga. Don't talk like that. Say that. See, nigga. Again, Democrats ain't gangsta enough. Get up there and talk gangsta shit. Act the way Republicans act, nigga. All right, fucking get up there and say, oh, Republicans arbitrarily decide what is and isn't soliciting because they're biased as fuck and they don't actually care about what the rules are. That's it. Last quote from Becca Rast to close this out. Bent Creek is majority white, wealthy community, Amanda felt like her race may have escalated the situation. End quote. Hashtag Becky Lives Matter. Go on the Facebook. Find the page Becky Lives Matter. Click follow. Stay up to date on what really matters. Becky Lives. Father Mucker. I wish I had something in the soundboard for that. I super duper extra mega don't.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch, Eminem, and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men, who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.
Candace Owens is apparently a huckster. You know, let's keep it greasy. Candace Owens and Tomi Lahren, they're both just hustlers hustling. Like, Candace Owens, I think, is more slick. Candace Owens is a lot more slick than Tomi Lahren. You know, a lot smarter about it. Tomi Lahren's is sloppy. Like she did that goofy bullshit with the, I think abortion should be states' rights. No, nigga, you don't see that. Republicans don't glad hand, nigga. And I think that's what got her fired from the Blaze. Well, I mean, I think she can hustle up on her own. I think she's capable. You know, but Candace Owens, real smooth, did that shit where play Democrat and then do this red pill shit where, like, I done got saved, I done got fixed it, and then blam. And then basically, and you know, there's the hustle part where she knows the male gaze and she's working that angle as well. Damn good. Good hustle, man. You know, bills exist and you gotta pay them. Shit's grimy. You know, her politics are going to get people murdered. Yeah, hey, that's capitalism. It's my life or yours, right? Right. Hey, the system creates the apathy. All right, so, doobie-doop, skip-flop, bibbity-doo. Wait, what the fuck is this? Why? Okay, so, this link is... So I hate BET.com. The shit has turned into a fucking online magazine. The link tells me that I'm going for the Tomi Lahren and the Candace Owens joint. But then it takes me to Gabrielle Union? Why? Fucking bullshit. Alright, let's see. Well, I can bring it up on my damn own. Candace Owens and Tomi Lahren. I'm going to spell it wrong and then the Yahoo search will correctify me. You can use Yahoo, folks. Don't let Google run your life. All right? Okay? You can use Yahoo. You can use Bing. I don't know if you can still ask that nigga Jeeves. That might be an option. Oh, shit. I have not checked. I forgot I was on Facebook Live. Nigga, let me see if shit's going on with the archive chat space. Niggas could be over there bugging out. They could be fighting. And we don't want fighting. Alright, everybody be nice. No fighting. That load up. Skibby flibby dibby doo. Phoenix Kalita is a freckled up Jew. Got like 10 dashikis and shit. Gotta figure out what I'm doing with my life. Alright, let's see. There it goes. Okay, I don't think there's any comments. But I think I can click here. All right, there we go. So now I'll be able to check. All right, so this is on the Mediaite website, where they're very mediafied on here. And I guess it says they got into a Twitter fight. All right, let's do that. And what it had to do is with this nigga Kanye West that everybody is still paying attention to for some reason. Like, it's your fault for being Kanye West fans in the first place. Stop doing that. You shouldn't have done it in 2002. You shouldn't have been a Kanye West fan in 2003, 2004, and beyond. This is a mistake you made. And don't even own up to your mistake. just shuffle out, stop being a Kanye West fan, and just act like, just when there's no more fans, just be, everybody act like racism, right? Act like lynchings. Everybody just be like, I don't know anybody that participated, right? Everyone knows racism exists, but nobody's racist, right? Okay, so let's act like that. All of a sudden, no one was ever a Kanye fan, but somehow Kanye existed, all right? Just do it. Just back out and act like you never knew what happened. Morning wine cellar. Because, so now Kanye West went gallivanting around with Trumpelstiltskin, basically getting his name out there, because he can't get his name out there for rapping or making beats anymore. So, his raps were okay. His beats were pretty darn captivating. You know, they could definitely make a brother move. You know, I could groove to a Kanye West beat, but his raps were just kind of all right. But apparently he can't get attention for that shit anymore. Now he has to run around and play these little silly ass games. All right. So this Mediaite article says, to recap, Kanye West, whose foray into politics this year began with his very public endorsement of Candace Owens. He tweeted yesterday that he's stepping away from politics. Quote, I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I don't like this guy. End quote. Candace Owens said in a statement that it's a lie to say Kanye West helped design the t-shirts for her Blexit campaign. But she added, quote, I am a leader. And I would like to lead in this moment by stating that any and all confusion relating to this topic is therefore my fault entirely. I would also like to publicly apologize to President Trump, as I know that Kanye's tweets were rapidly misinterpreted as a shot at this administration. His tweets were aimed at me and me only, rightfully, for my personal failings. End quote. She is on her hustle. Candace Owens is a smooth operator. Like, say that shit, because that she's like out republicing. Yeah, fuck it. She's out republicing republifiers in a very republicaic manner. Yes. Boom. Well articulated. Welcome to the wine cellar. Like, she went with the boom, I'm a leader. Started out with that. Blam. Boom, I'm a leader. And I would like to lead in this moment. And then said, blame me. The shit's my fault. That's fucking good. That's good. And then called it my personal failings. Yo, very good. And then pointed to the bigger, larger context leader and said, we can't let our larger, because she knows the authoritarianism, the hierarchy of it. Candace Owens knows the steps of the caste system and is working that shit well. Candace Owens is a stone cold hustler. Like, that's a raw ass sociopath right there. That's the nigga to watch. Candace Owens came to get them checks. She is not fucking around. I don't know what kind of shit she saw growing up. Or, you never know. It could be some chemical shit going on in the brain. I don't really know. Maybe there's some ableism afoot with how I'm talking about it. But that's a stone nigga right there. Tommy Lauren, meanwhile, actually warned conservatives months ago not to attach themselves to Kanye West because it would backfire. And you can look at this old Fox News insider deal right here. And on this old Fox News Insider article, where I'm having trouble finding the gosh darn date, May 2nd, 2018, and the Tommy Lauren went on the Fox News, doobie skibby flippy doo, played this audio here. Wow, Fox.
Conservatives, Trump supporters, and free thinkers, please do not attach yourselves to Kanye West. It will backfire. Mark my words, it will backfire. It's time for final thoughts.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There you goddamn go. I didn't even have to, because it's a fucking 3-minute clip. But she opened up with those words. So boom, bang, blam, done. All right, now back to the shit. So now Tomi Lahren logged into her Twitter account, maybe on a smart device of sorts or a home laptop or desktop, but she logged into her Twitter account and then proceeded to compose a microblog, or a tweet, if you will, and said, quote, "Are you gonna turn on Kanye now? The ship was doomed to sink from the start, but hunger for fame and money was placed over the movement. Funny how he was a free thinker before, and now he's a traitor. Sounds a lot like a tactic of the left. You made your bed, now lie in it." And then Candace Owens, and now I believe this is called a Twitter fight, Candace Owens fired back and said, "Tomi..." Oh, wait, I forgot how I think Candace Owens talks. All right, fuck it. "Tomi, I think I can speak on behalf of people on both sides of the political aisle and say we are sorry about your failed career. The desperation to be relevant again by constantly subbing me and or attacking Kathy Griffin weekly doesn't bode well for any movement. Grow up, little gal." That, bam, that's, I think, I remember now, that's how Candace Owens talks. Fucking nailed it. Excuse me. And, skibby flippy jibby do. And apparently it looks like, and now, in this Twitter fight, Tomi Lahren swung back and said, "I'm talking about leftist tactics, conservative ideas, and failure of identity politics. You are talking about me. If you're trying to bait me into some Twitter war, it's not going to work. It's not about us. You can threaten me or lob low blows about my career, but I'm not playing." And Candace Owens noticed that and fired back again, saying, "I've actually chilled for a year straight by not releasing nasty messages she sent about me that would have ended her non-career long ago. Today, I'm not in the chilling mood, so unless she wants to get burned, she will stop subbing me immediately." End quote. And, and it looks like doobie-doop skibop boop bop boo. They continue just a little more. This is Candace Owens again. "You've taken about 30 swipes at myself, Charlie, and TPUSA over the course of the last 8 months. You're too much of a coward to at anybody, and now you play victim. You're a vile human being behind closed doors and an intellectually bankrupt one in front of the cameras." End quote. Candace Owens is a stone cold hustler. All right, so what else is Candace Owens playing off here? Republican goldfish memory. All right, Republicans don't care how it started. Somebody's wearing our MAGA hat and saying our talking points, we like them. Someone's not wearing our MAGA hat and saying our talking points, we don't like them. They're in the moment, man. Republicans are about 2 seconds back and 3 seconds forward. That's where they are. Especially when it comes to like who they're affiliated with, who they're down with. Republicans, how many times we got to say it? They don't give a blue fuck that Donald Trump went to a wedding between a couple of gay folks and called it a beautiful event. They don't give a fuck about that. He's mobbing with us now. They don't care. Telling you, I think the Clintons and Barry Hussein are like the only ones who couldn't do it. The Clintons have too long of a history. Nah, maybe. Actually, maybe. Like, I think that the Clintons, if they were to put on MAGA hats, get in front of cameras, and say we took the red pill and we stand with our president, And American haters need to stop hating America. And Black Lives Matter is terrorists. And feminazis are trying to attack men with a Me Too witch hunt. Yeah, I think they'd be embraced. I really fucking goddamn do. Because Republicans, like the macro of them, especially Republican voters in particular, they don't give a fuck. They're team jersey all day. Team, you put the jersey on, yeah, Republican. Democrats, they're a little more funny style about it. Like I remember out here in Florida, you know, I gallivanted around with some Democrat voters. I used to hang out with people. You know, I was a pretty neat guy at the time. And yeah, when that nigga Charlie Crist was like, I is be Democrat now. You're like, nigga? What? No, you're not. You goddamn weirdo. Fucking. And that's why he fucking lost. Because, like, a lot of Democrats didn't come out to vote. I mean, Florida is... People keep calling Florida a purple state. Florida's a fucking... Florida's a red state with a blue city, okay? And fucking, you know, I guess that's almost every state, isn't it? But fucking, yeah, like a lot of fucking Democrats did not come out and vote that year. That I think it was 2012 when Charlie Crist tried to run against Rick Scott as the Democrat, okay? And but Charlie Crist was the Republican governor before Rick Scott, and then he tried to come back on that shit, and then you know, he got outed as a you know, closeted gay. And I mean, that shit, like, it ran through, like, documentaries and shit. He became an example and all that. But he never came out himself. He just got outed, like, the fellers that were, he was associated with, were outing him and shit. And, yeah, that probably really fucked him up with the Republican base, too. And the sort of, the conservadems, you know, like the Debbie Wasserman Schultz crowd in that district out there. They're not feeling that shit. You know, they're homophobic. How the fuck did I get on that tangent? Oh yeah, because Candace Owens is playing off the fact that Republicans are team jersey all day. Watch Candace Owens. That nigga's cold. That's a cold motherfucker, man. All right. I don't think there's much else going on. There's that nigga Mo who holds it down for the Wine Cellar. Been on the Patreon for, I think, over a year. Really helps out a great deal. And Mo is out there in Australia. And I follow Cuz on the Facebook, and I saw something. It's an article up on the watoday.com. And the article got put up. It's the author is Emma Young. And I don't know it. I'm not from Australia. I don't really know, but I found this this story of sort of white supremacy, classism, and the whatnot. I just wanted to share this with in the Wine Cellar. So WA's peak housing body has been angered enough to wade into a toxic fight with WA's remote indigenous communities after the Prime Minister Scott Morrison commented in Perth that the 10-year Commonwealth state funding agreement was for, quote, a couple of years only, and that remote housing was a WA responsibility. The 12,000 outback residents wait in limbo, some suffering illnesses, including leprosy. No shit. Tuberculosis and trachoma. I've never even heard of that one, which has been described as a national disgrace and is directly related to overcrowded, inadequate housing, because in capitalism people hoard, and, you know, and for some reason it costs money to build a home. Because money exists, so fuck it. It cost it to build a home. And even if they will build a home, they're deliberately going to make tiny bullshit, shitty shit for people that they see as undeserving. This article continues on WA Today. I'll actually link this on the Facebooks. Doobadoo, skip, bop, boobada, boop, bop, badoo. Wait a second. Why won't it let me comment? Hey, fuck you, Facebook. I want to comment. I want to comment this link. And I'll figure it out. All right. So, it is a, the article continues. It is a sad situation for communities formed 33 years ago. Get those decibels in order. With the support and funding of both tiers of government in a homelands movement that Aboriginal people had viewed hopefully as a way back to pride and tradition after failed assimilation policies had left them in poverty, stricken shanty camps on the edges of regional towns. Meanwhile, the wounds left by the amputation of the Commonwealth-state remote housing relationship appear to be turning gangrenous. Gangrenous? I don't know that fancy word. Continuing on. A National Review said the 2008 to 2018 funding agreement, under which the Commonwealth gave WA $110 million a year for 10 years to build remote houses. See, man, $110 million? That's not doing it. For 1 year? $110 million for one fucking damn year? Yeah, see, so they deliberately were just like, we're going to throw some bullshit and then pat ourselves on the back and say we're helping the Browns. So this was, and this was to build remote houses, and it meant that the states lacked, quote, skin in the game, and the result, ooh, the result was poor outcomes. Another 5,500 houses were still needed, mostly across Northern Australia, over the next decade. But billionaires exist. Billionaires exist. And in the macro, we allow them to exist. And that's mostly because they put together a warrior class buffer between us and them, or we would fucking kill them. And just take the goddamn resources they're hoarding. Yeah, but we won't. We can't, really. The system is set up too damn well. You know, like, right there. Like, first off, there's going to be, if you're at private property, there's going to be a security guard. If it's not the kind of private property that has security guards, in come the police fellers. And next up is going to come what, Coast Guard or some shit like that? They're going to bring in some army fuckers. Actually, I think they're not. They might bring a SWAT team first, right? SWAT team with the police fellers. Then you're going to move up to sort of like military folks. And then you think they won't fucking start bringing in, what are those fuckers? Marines? Like, these are just all tiers of government gun monkeys to keep the billionaire and multimillionaire class safe from the workers revolting. All right? The oppressed classes are kept on the other side of that gun line. All right? People that remember that movie Life, don't cross the gun line, boss. This article continues. It states that the Commonwealth should start co-funding Indigenous remote housing 50-50. But the Commonwealth announced it would not fund a new agreement with WA beyond $60 million, terminating agreement to be paid over 3 years. And this only if WA matched the funding. The WA government revolted, saying it already funded $90 million in maintenance and utilities annually for remote communities, that this should count for its half. The federal government doesn't believe that this counts and says WA has put nothing on the table. So I'm guessing WA is a state in the nation of Australia, is what I'm guessing here. I don't know Australia well. Maybe Mo can hit us up and tell us what's cracking. Continuing, Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion has now doubled down on his description of the WA government as racist, accusing it of only using federal funding to build housing for white people in Perth, which must be another state or a large city at least. Quote, the mythical $90 million that Peter Tinley continually... This is a quote. We're still on the quote from Nigel Scullion. The mythical $90 million that Peter Tinley continually refers to does not contain a single dollar for a single new house or a single refurbishment. This is all smoke and mirrors designed to trick Aboriginal people, he said. The state Labor government has echoed the former state Liberal government's promise not to close people's communities down and force them out, but says there is now $440 million it's a $440 million hole in the budget, and this has removed the department's ability to commit to new builds. All right, so, yeah, it's a cold-ass article. I'm going to throw it on the WineCellarMedia.com Facebook page, and we're going to go ahead and get the heck out of here, all right? Morning Wine Cellar, November 1st, 2018, and then I need to look up where our polling place is, and Phoenix Cleater and I need to go get out here and cast our fucking ballots as we stroll up to this motherfucker with those freshly laminated voter registration cards. Nigga, which of y'all niggas got laminated voter registration cards? I did it for free at work. We have a laminator. It's pretty neat. All right. So we need you to sign up to the YouTube page because we need 4,000 YouTube subscribers or we can't do shart. All right. So we need that. Share it with your friends. Tag your friends. Be like, hey, run to the YouTube, give the homies a click, help them motherfucker out. The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. The Black Podcast, Wine Cellar Media. And remember, you can get the program in different ways. shit'll help. You know, there's also paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. There is patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Which it has over 52 subscribers now. That's super dope. And it is the first. So thank you, niggas. We're going to cash out and keep the Wine Cellar the fuck alive. Holy, like, literally pay the whole internet bill off of that. Like, I don't have to pull it from the labor I sell at the factory anymore. I pay the whole internet bill off of the Wine Cellar Media Fund and keep our, you know, our website name and shit like that. All right? So, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. And finish. And then over here, turn off the podcast audio.